For some years, the city of Lansing and Lansing Township have struggled with abandoned auto plants. According to this MSU report, there are 135 abandoned car plants nationwide. Casualties of America's manufacturing slump and the Great Recession, often they include acres of asphalt and polluted land that become unproductive eyesores and are difficult to repurpose. Now, this report from MSU's Center for Community and Economic Development recommends mandatory insurance for automakers and other manufacturers to cover the costs of tearing down unused factories and buildings. And joining us to share more is the lead author of the report, Dr. Rex Lamore. Nice to see you.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you for having me on.
A pleasure. Talk to us about the origin of this study. Did it start out as an open-ended exploration of how to address a blighted industrial property, or did you start out with the insurance idea and explore the ramifications of that?
Well, actually, the idea came to me. I happened to be a member of a local planning commission here in the mid-Michigan area, and we were considering the construction of a cell tower in our community. And under Michigan planning law, local communities can require cell tower companies to place a bond on those towers. So at the life of that cell tower, that tower is deconstructed, so it's not likely to fall over and present a health and safety hazard to others in the community. And it occurred to me that couldn't we apply the same principle to other industrial and commercial properties that also present a health and safety hazard in the community? So really, we began our research with my colleague Michelle LeBlanc looking at a bonding request. And as we got into this and looked at the complexities of it, we felt that it probably would be better handled by a private sector insurance sector that would be able to both assess the current uses and nature of the structure and develop a premium structure that would be more accurate of the true cost of deconstruction at the end of the facility's useful life. So I actually started out with bonding as a major focus, but moved to insurance as a secondary focus.
Now, you and your team do recommend mandatory insurance for newly built manufacturing facilities. Did you look into the costs involved? How much would that add to startup costs for somebody launching an endeavor like this?
Yep. Two questions. Mandatory, yes, because we felt that it would be important that it be applied ubiquitous across state and national levels so we don't find this bidding war going on with local communities saying, well, I'm willing to accept abandonment in 50 years if you'll move your business to our community. So something at a national level, so ubiquitous in terms of its coverage. And then in terms of the cost elements, and this is where the complexities enter, it depends on the nature of the construction of the facility, how the building is built, and we think there will be some future effects if this policy is adopted on how private sector industry builds buildings, so they're just deconstructible, as you might say, and the use of the facility over the life of the facility, so that cost would rise if the use is likely to lead to contamination, so that at the end point of that building's life, if there's likely to be contamination, the cost of deconstruction would increase. So there's going to be quite a bit of variability in terms of cost of this policy. Now, we've done some quick numbers, and these are obviously very rough estimates. If you use a base of approximately $57,000 per acre of cleanup on a contaminated industrial site, now that's your worst scenario. You figure that and most commercial sites are not an acre in size, but some industrial sites are much larger than that. Then over a 30 to 50 year period, you know, you're looking at approximately, and this varies again on the use and the nature of construction, $100 to $200 to $250 a month, $40 to $60 a week that might be added on to the cost of business. Now, here's the people are going to say, hey, it's going to cost business to increase, right? Yeah. They're going to pass it on to their consumers. That's what business does. But they can plan for this increased cost. They'll build it into their business planning. That cost will be distributed to the consumer of that good, which we think is a positive effect because the way that we do cleanup now of abandoned facilities, the cost of cleanup is distributed across the population as opposed to just those individuals or businesses that consume that good. We think this is a more true cost accounting, fair cost accounting method. So the people that consume that service pay for the cleanup of that site at the end of the life of that facility.
I am wondering, though, how industry, the chemical industry, let's say, the manufacturers that really deal with a lot of toxic chemicals, I'm imagine $57,000 an acre might be a bargain to clean up a site that's really been polluted.
Yeah, and this is an average based on current information. Again, this information is very sketchy. And even the number of abandoned parcels, industrial and commercial parcels nationwide, is very sketchy. And one of the things that we think may occur if this policy is adopted is that the behavior of industry will adjust to this. If you can imagine the insurance companies that will be developing these policies, monitoring the behavior of a company in such that they're are likely to employ the best practices that might be regarding the treatment of hazardous materials.
That could push their premiums down, too, I would imagine. That could be built into the policy.
That's right? Exactly right. The insurance companies would encourage these industries to do the best so that they're less likely to end up with a expensive cleanup at the end of the life of that particular facility. And so we think that this kind of private sector self-policing, or the insurance company would be monitoring the commercial and industrial user, is likely to result in, again, the kind of behavior that I think most folks are interested in, this good environmental conscious behavior.
I imagine some pretty powerful forces would line up against, though, this as a potential job killer. The manufacturing sector, economic developers, I mean, communities desperate for jobs. Has anyone from the manufacturing sector responded to the idea?
Not yet. We've vetted this through a few focus groups, and in general, we've found interest. Though we haven't seen strong resistance to date, but I think the idea is just now beginning to be considered. We hope that if you think of the cost structure that this is likely to result in for some industries, this may be a way of reducing tax and costs because they're not the polluting industries. Their behavior is positive, so they might actually see a reduction as a result of it, whereas other industries that are what you might call more polluting and higher risk industries might see an increase. And again, that'll all be passed on to the consumers. We think that individuals who are committed to the concepts of public health and safety, because abandonment, which leads to blight, is a public health and safety concern. The Constitution requires elected officials who swear an oath to uphold the Constitution to protect the public health and safety. This is a clear public health and safety issue. So we feel that when folks have an opportunity to discuss this concept and begin to give critical consideration to it, that they'll see that this is probably in the benefit of the public's health and safety, and hopefully will move accordingly.
We're talking with Dr. Rex Lamore of Michigan State University's Center for Community and Economic Development about his recommendation, or a report that recommends mandatory insurance for new manufacturing initiatives. Did you involve sites in Lansing in your report in any way? We obviously contend with this in Lansing.
Right, so. As do communities throughout the industrial Midwest. The legacy cities of the Midwest have these sites throughout them. No, we did not involve them in the development of this concept.
Okay. And part of what you anticipate here, as you said, is the creation of a new private sector industry related to this. Go a little deeper with us on that.
Yes, we believe that if this policy were adopted, that, once again, we'll see the probability that in the construction of new industrial and commercial facilities, they will employ different construction techniques, deconstruction techniques. The assembly of buildings will be done in a way that they can be disassembled and separated more easily and quickly. And so we'll see that sort of deconstruction industry grow. And on the other end, at the end of the life cycle of these buildings, we'll see the recycling, and which right now is pretty much an underground economy. We're seeing it occur in many of our abandoned, blighted neighborhoods. The individuals are deconstructing the buildings in part now by ripping out the valuable materials. Under this policy, all the materials would be coming out. You know, the habitat reuse facilities, we'll see a growth in that sector. And so we believe both the insurance sector will grow, because this will grow a particular skill set within the insurance sector on how to cost and value these types of activities. And then also within the deconstruction sector, which tends to involve both everything from engineering to labor type of activities, construction activities. So we think that that sector will grow as well.
We've got less than a minute here, Rex. Do you think Michigan's history as a manufacturing state means your report will be taken more seriously or less seriously?
Well, I think the citizens of Michigan clearly understand the nature of abandonment and blight. I mean, we see it in every corner of our state. The strip mall in your neighborhood now is likely to be your abandoned strip mall in 20 to 30 years. So I think the people of Michigan certainly know the price of abandonment, both in terms of their property values. So I think the people of Michigan are very motivated to look at ways to end this plague and the abandonment cycle that we have in place now. So I think the people of Michigan will take it seriously and hopefully provide leadership nationwide in the adoption of something like this.
Dr. Rex Lamore is with MSU's Center for Community and Economic Development. We've been talking about his proposal for mandatory insurance for manufacturers. Thanks, Rex.
Thank you, Mark.